Hello and welcome to Faster Than Reloading, episode 25 for the week of October 5th, 2020. We're dropping every week to give you the rundown on all the latest gaming news you could possibly need. My name is Anthony Palm, and joining me as always, Chicago's prodigal son, Miguel Alvarez.
What's going on, guys? What's going on?
I am very tired. I have had a long day. How are you doing?
I'm fucking feeling fantastic, man. I just had a coffee. You know what I'm saying, man? Just ready for this podcast, baby. Let's do it.
That's 7 o'clock at night, Chicago time. Also with us, as always, the Brooklyn bad boy who now lives in Manhattan, Jeffrey Mizrahi.
No matter how much dead air between the beginning part, I will never chime in until I'm introduced. Until I'm named, I will not say
but
words.
It's okay you for can... Miguel because he's the first one, so I could just segue that into he's with you know what I mean, like not that bad. This is an exclusive for the audio listeners, because the YouTube listeners, you might have just got fucked out of it. We're sorry, but I just got a NetDuma router and I didn't realize that I had some kind of setting on. Yeah, we'll talk about it next week. I had some kind of setting on that throttled the fuck out of the live stream and the one time I don't record local, a fucking course. So the beginning might have gotten cut off on the video version of this. So if you're a video listener and you listen to the audio this time, we're sorry. So the news might have gotten cut off. We talk about Ghost of Tsushima Legends. We're excited for it. And then we jumped into Call of Duty Zombies. I think I started a local recording like a minute into Zombies. So, yeah, I'm sorry about that. Next time I'll make sure to record local just in case. But, yeah, hope you enjoy the rest of the episode. Thank you for listening.
Cross progression between multiplayer, Warzone, and Zombies. Upgradable perks. So now there's going to be some type of feature where, you know, you get jug, but now an upgraded jug. You get Deadshot Daiquiri, an upgraded Deadshot Daiquiri. Gunsmith loadouts. Think, you know, literally Gunsmith from Modern Warfare now, but now you could jump into a match with a loadout rather than starting with a pistol and building up a couple rounds for points and then buying a gun, and then you just eventually get the gun you want. Now you just start off with what you want. Weapon rarities, I don't fully understand this one. The way I'm interpreting it is that it's like rarity levels from Warzone. So, you know, you got like your white, green, blue, purple, orange. But I don't really know how that works with the gunsmith. They didn't go too deep into weapon rarity, so I'm not going to focus too much. But that's the only one that confused me. Field upgrades, that's pretty much, you know, timed specialist type stuff from BO4 and Warzone, you know, LR, L1, R1 type stuff. Some of those are deployable turrets. I think one of them, I'm not going to name all, whatever. But yeah, so like you understand that. Support weapons, optional exfil. So I think this is actually one of the coolest new features. So, you know, usually Zombies is either you do the Easter egg and you finish the map, or you just die. Optional exfil is now you choose. So like, all right, let's call in the chopper, let's exfiltrate, I guess. Yeah, exfiltrate is what exfil is. Essentially it's you have to hold up in an area or whatever, hold up for in like raised up to 11 difficulty for a couple rounds, and then you get extracted. So I think that's a really cool way. You know, it's not an easy like, oh, let me just end the game and now like the game's over. It's like, hey, if you want to finish this Zombies session, like finish it, fucking play against these hard zombies, and then, you know, to earn the, you know, I signed off type stuff. Intel tracking, this is pretty much something that Easter egg hunters have been asking forever. Just a simple, easy way to read, listen to radios, intel that you collect, stuff like that. Just Easter egg stuff. Usually it's like, oh, you have to fucking go in that one area, have a guy train a zombie, get a high res image of it, you know, post it to the subreddit. And then probably the craziest thing, free post-launch content. So for the first time ever, all Zombies maps will be free for everyone.
Not surprising.
Not surprising. It goes in line, of course, with what they've been doing for maps and Warzone updates and all that. But it's just, it's really cool. So yeah, Zombies is back, baby. Does this do anything for you guys, for you intermediates?
I'll play it. I just don't want it to be as fucking hard as like some of the past Treyarch zombies. I just want to go in, kill some zombies, maybe do an Easter egg or two, and, you know, have some fun. Like 9 from Black Ops 4?
Yeah.
It's probably the best map in a sense, like Black Ops 1. The maps from Black Ops 1.
No, yeah, no, 9 is amazing. And yeah, all the features I just listed off, I really think specifically this Outbreak of Zombies will deliver that for players like you that just want to play little zombies. And
like do an Easter egg, like grab someone that knows their shit, like you're sometimes play with us, and like you helped us like do some Easter eggs that we probably wouldn't have like had a clue how to do. And it's like, oh, that's cool. Like that's something new. And I just hope they do more of that in the maps that they put out.
I think the starting with your loadout is going to offer a tons of accessibility.
I noticed that some people were like complaining about it, like, oh, it should be a pistol.
Now, hold on, but yeah. Are there still wall buys?
Yeah, wall buys.
So technically speaking, you could just make a loadout that's just a 1911 with nothing equipped, right?
Nothing's stopping you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So if you want to play like that, you can play like that.
Yeah,
I'll probably make one single loadout that's just a 1911 with nothing equipped on it, just to like try it. I probably won't keep that loadout long term, but I might do it just to like see how it plays and how it's balanced. Because that's kind of what I miss about zombies is. I was a big World at War and Black Ops 1 zombies fan, and then I kind of started falling off with Black Ops 2, Black Ops 3, where it started getting into the crazy multiverse shit and all these giant robots, and that stuff wasn't really my zombies. My zombies was really just straight up, you know, wave-based survival. So I kind of like that it seems like it's at least going back to that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, what's your question? Was it for me or Jeff?
Jeff, but I'm sure he's listening right now. Now, Jeff, I got a question for you, Jeff. Are they remastering? What's the name of the map? The one that they showed.
Oh, Nocturne Toten.
Yeah,
it's the original.
Is that getting remastered? Yeah, I know. Are they like remastering?
It's within the larger map. So it's like the building from that.
It's
first
that, level. And then it's a big. So the maps are going to be huge. Then
it sounds that's like the maps are going to be huge.
Yes. So based on what we're
going to be inside.
I don't know
this map.
About that.
What you don't want a huge map? You're saying, or you don't think it's going to be?
I just want that map. Oh, I just want that small map, bro.
So
like, I wonder if you could play it just like not opening doors. Like I wonder if you like.
I mean, yeah, you could always do a first room challenge.
Like, do you
definitely
start
gonna
have that. In Nocturne Toten?
Yeah. Like I wonder if you start there and like. The only way out is to buy the doors or whatever, like so you could actually go out. Because I would like to see like runs with people just in there and see how long they could last.
I mean, okay, coming from a zombies vet, that is not something we want at all. We have got knocked every fucking year.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying, like it challenges. Like hopefully you start there and then you go out. I'm not saying that I just want the map and nothing else outside of it. I'm just saying.
I mean, this is me being super greedy. This is me being super greedy and just, you know, asking for more because we already got so much cool stuff here. But I mean, hey, that would be the dream to have cool dynamic challenges. Maybe, you know, like, you know how Warzone has like those challenges like, hey, pick up 5 things from Verdansk Stadium. It's like, hey, survive 5 minutes in the first room or like just things like that. I mean, they've tried doing that over the past couple experiences, but it's just not good.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say right now. Like, just imagine having challenges like that, like, and getting like a blueprint or like having like a calling card or something like for a challenge that you complete, like last like 20 levels on that building without going anywhere, the starting building, like those little challenges. Especially for people like you, like you're really into zombies. Make it something like different and help.
To be fair,
they
have done that in the past. However, it's either like just a trophy, so like you really only have to do it once, or just they had those stupid challenges like get 500 kills with wonder weapons. Like those are bad challenges. I want like just I don't know, something interesting. Oh, okay, not even bad challenges, some good rewards, because that was the issue. Those had bad rewards.
Like,
yeah,
a nice calling card that you could show off when you're playing multiplayer or whatever, or like a emblem or something like that, yeah. Or like stuff like that that, you know, incentivize people to actually try.
It's sad because they did that with BO3. I want the blueprint. BO3, when you did all these Easter eggs,
something like super hard.
Dude, like if we don't get a weapon blueprint for doing the Easter egg, that's gonna be sucks. Dude, I can't. There's so many failed. I know. What was even worse than that? We got stickers in BO4 for doing the gauntlets. They gave you fucking stickers, dude, bro.
I didn't even play that much, and I have a bajillion stickers. So I don't want to know how many you have.
Stickers, okay. But yeah, either way.
We move on from Call of Duty. I want to mention a couple things. Call of Duty. Before we move on, I want to mention the beta is coming out this week for PS4. It's going to be open after, I think, Friday. It's early access for the people that... Yeah, Thursday, Friday is early access, and then the weekend is going to be open for everyone.
Saturday, Sunday, yeah.
Yeah. It seems Mr. Porn Star Tony Flame... He is a porn star, bro.
Let me just clarify for anyone listening. The only reason Miguel says that is because his name sounds like he's a porn star. He's not actually. Tony Flame is not actually a porn star. He is an Activision employee.
Hey, you never know, bro. All right?
I think he's a what? He's MP designer? I don't know. I think
he's pretty much one of the main guys for MP. He has said.
Which also, before you say anything about that, an interesting thing. Sorry, hold that. Don't forget that. Tony Flame did say he worked on a little bit of zombies, which I feel like are the aspects of the field upgrades and like the chopper gunner and some of those kill streaks. I feel like he definitely worked on that just being for multiplayer, but yeah, continue.
And that's actually an interesting spin on zombies, which I like.
Yeah.
He did mention a couple things, like obviously the snipers are gonna be tuned down. He didn't say nerf, but tuned down, hopefully. That's good. Supposedly the game is gonna look and feel different from the alpha. In a good way.
The beta is going to feel different than the alpha. Yeah.
Yes. Because I was watching some YouTubers that play the version that they played before the alpha. And they even said that, yes, it was different. Like the visuals. So hopefully they get better. I'm not like expecting Modern Warfare type of visuals. Hopefully we do. But and hopefully they tweak some of the maps, man. Like with people being so negative about Miami. Just because it's too big, I feel. Hopefully they're able to tune it down for like 6v6. And like able to tune down, like just mess around with maps to make them feel better for just multiplayer, man. Because Miami, I'm not the only one that has said this. Like a lot of people have said like Miami is just way too big for 6v6.
I don't think they're changing it though.
I don't think so. Neither. I hope so.
Yeah.
But some of the maps are like that. Like, fuck, man. That's way too big.
Has any COD in recent memory
Black Ops 4, they supposedly from when people played
like the
beta and then the release beta, like they did change stuff. And last year, Modern Warfare, they did change a couple like head glitching spots and shit like that. I remember people going through like the maps from the beta and then when the game released, and they did change a couple things. Now, it's not like huge changes, like cutting half of the fucking map, but they did.
Like, I don't think
they make usually small changes to the maps. I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully, they show more, another map or two. Something
just
makes
Satellite a more common map in the alpha, because I played it a lot the first day, and then
when I was playing with you, Miguel,
we never got it at all. Like once, but the servers were so borked that you couldn't even really judge it.
Yeah, that's the other thing. The servers need to be better, because I feel like
Call of Duty servers. Prediction: looking into the future right now, using my That's a Raven powers. Day one servers are gonna be fucked.
I think they're gonna be good.
Guaranteed. Day one server. All right, maybe.
We'll Modern see. Warfare servers day one were actually kind of good. So
were they? Black Ops 4 servers were good day one. It was 2 weeks later that they were shit.
For whatever reason, it was like 2-3 weeks later.
Like
they
the
just
first
went
two weeks, it was so good, and we loved it, and then it just went to
dedicated servers, and they took it down.
Actually, before moving on fully from Call of Duty, I know because Timmy's jumping back to the zombies. Timmy Chong is going to kill me if I don't mention this, but there are no known characters that you play as. The playable characters are you pick from any of the operators. So those could be MP operators as well as some campaign guys, they've said.
I wonder if you're able to level up the operators then.
How do you level up an operator?
Level 240, if you just like guns. The more you use the character, the more, that'd be something cool. And you get rewards for 10,
has their own level. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That
would be interesting.
And you're able to maybe get an extra grenade or extra just extra stuff. That'd be cool. I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there, right?
Yeah. They have that right now in terms of not leveling up, but you could unlock operator stuff. But those are challenge based and stuff like that. But so there's not going to be Tank Dempsey, no Rick Tolfin, no Takeo, no Nikolai. Yeah,
they're supposedly new characters, right?
No. It's not new characters. There are new characters in the cutscenes, but the playable characters are operators.
The ones they were used to, because it's a different dimension or something like that, supposedly.
We'll not talk too much about that.
Dimension.
No, but hold on. The big complaint.
The multiverse.
Into one verse now, and just the Dark Aether. Sure. But the big hang up is now that, is there going to be meat maggots or, Rick Toffin doing his flamboyant lines? Is there going to be that character in these maps if it's just generic operators that just have basic grunts?
I feel the operators are going to have separate dialogue for the zombies. You know what I mean? They have to do something like that where it's the actors that voice the operators, they probably maybe have zombies dialogue lines and then they have multiplayer dialogue lines. I would imagine because they have to have some kind of personality, right? It might not be to the level of the original four because it was only the original four, so they had to have more lines.
I know. I think
they'll at least have some custom quips for zombies. They have to.
It's an optimistic outlook. I'm hoping they do have, even if it's just, I don't know, here's a random name, Booter, that's one of the operators in Cold War. If just he says I love killing zombies with a shotgun or just something, just give me some personalization, some character.
That's what I'm saying. They have basic to have stuff. Zombies lines recorded.
We'll see. You know what I mean? And then the one returning character is Samantha Maxis. How do we know she's Samantha Maxis? What a crazy fucking awesome little Easter egg Treyarch gives us. She calls up Weaver on the phone. She says she's Sam. So it's like, oh, Sam, how many Sams do we know? And the phone number she types in, like the keypad, if you associate letters with the numbers, is fucking Maxis. And no one realized that until an hour after the trailer came out. It was amazing. I think that's so cool.
You told me that, and I was like, oh, shit.
The numbers is Max. It's perfect. So hidden in plain sight. But yeah, so that's Call of Duty. We'll obviously keep you posted as the title of this podcast derives from a Call of Duty game. Moving on, Marvel Spider-Man Remastered. So listen closely. I did not say Miles Morales. I said Marvel Spider-Man Remastered just got a bunch of details this week. Most notably, Peter Parker now has a new face. If you still don't know what the reasoning for it is, Insomniac posts in their blog post, in order to bring the best performances to players with our next generation Marvel Spider-Man games, we have recast the face of Peter Parker. We loved working with John Bubnaik on the original game. However, to get a better match to Peter Parker / Spider-Man actor Yuri Lowenthal's facial capture, we have cast Ben Jordan to be the face model for Peter Parker on the PS5 console. He looks incredible in game, and Yuri's moving performances take on a new life. So I'm sure you could look this up, but what do we think of the new face? I think it's all right. I think I'm gonna get used to it.
Yeah, it sucks. It's weird. It's weird.
It's different.
It's weird.
It sucks because in this game he's supposed to have already a couple years, years supposedly, and now they just changed it, and now he looks like he's fucking 18 years old, dude. I'm just saying, he has a super baby face.
He looks younger. He looks younger.
Fucking
but my guy,
18 or 20, which is whatever. I don't care, honestly, because I'm not going to play the fucking game again. I don't care. I know it has another
phantom in it. I'll give you some reasonings for why you should play it, but yeah.
I'm not going to touch it. I'm going to play Morales and that's it. But whatever, man. I honestly don't care. It just looks weird because I'm he looks younger than Morales now, bro. what the fuck?
Dude, I have seen 40-year-old men who look younger than this. Like, I get what you're saying. Like, you know, it should have.
Yeah, that it's green, just dark not common, but I'm
yeah, yeah, exactly, like, yeah.
Whatever, man.
Yeah, I don't know enough about technical details to know why. Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, neither did the other one. The other one didn't have facial hair.
Whatever,
man.
I don't know the tech enough to know why.
At least it seemed like he could grow some. This fucking the new Spider-Man. He can't grow anything, bro. Not even like a little fucking little couple hairs right here in the fucking chin.
Imagine they change it again for two. That'd be crazy. I don't think so. I think
they go back to another one.
I didn't even think about this kid is gonna be the beater from two. I like the other one.
I never liked its own character.
Yes. This one, I mean, I know they're gonna say, "Oh, we didn't pick him because he looks similar to Tom Holland." Clearly, whether intentional or not, he looks similar enough to Tom Holland.
Yeah. It might have been a coincidence.
Whatever you want to believe or don't believe it, whatever. But he does sort of, kind of look similar to Tom.
Yes,
Holland.
I agree with that.
I've seen literally on Reddit, on Twitter, people making every comparison. I saw someone comparing the original to Tobey Maguire and then this new one to Andrew Garfield.
Oh, no, what are you even?
And then it's like,
I can see a little Andrew Garfield.
And then that it had like a bunch of upvotes. And then someone else compared the other one to Garfield and then this one to Tom Holland. And it's like, all right, there's no consensus.
No, the other one looked like an original Peter.
Yes.
This one, I can see a little bit of Andrew Garfield in him too, a little bit in the nose area.
So new face. We also are getting a new Amazing Spider-Man suit from the Amazing Spider-Man movie. We are also getting new, capture features, photo mode features, some new performance mode features that do 60 frames. You can watch a video. Looks super smooth. Ray tracing reflections. It shows. Now when you're on buildings, you actually reflect. What?
Ray tracing is not available in the performance mode, the 60 frames mode, just to be clear.
Okay, so good clarification. So if you want to go a little 30 frames, it's still got all the glass buildings in New York City reflecting, man. Looks sexy. Spider-Man Remastered. Oh, and still, it is a weird situation how you acquire this game. Essentially, you have to own Miles Morales. I think we talked about this a couple podcasts ago, but you can't own Spider-Man Remastered without owning Miles Morales in some form. So
yeah, it's like,
keep that in mind, I guess.
I think it's either going to be you buy the $70 version of Miles Morales, or they're probably going to let you, I don't know, it's not confirmed.
You could upgrade.
But I'm guessing you could like upgrade the $20.
Yeah, no, confirmed. Yeah, it's $20. Yeah, so you have to buy Miles Morales for base price and then pay $20 more to get it. So that's the closest thing to buying it a la carte, but not really. You need Miles Morales. And then they also announced Miles Morales. Is this pre-order bonuses or? Sorry, I should have read this beforehand. Yeah, I guess it's pre-order bonuses, but you get an extra suit and some little skill points and a web gadget. Your typical pre-order bonus shit, or I guess it comes in the launch edition. Either way, Spider-Man's going to be lit. Moving on to the PS Plus games for October, Need for Speed Payback and Vampire. Okay, games. I don't own any of them. I heard this isn't even the best Need for Speed. And Vampire is
not even close.
I know.
Vampire is a solid.
It's
solid,
like a
game, bro.
6.5 out of 10.
It's like, for me, I think it's like probably like a 7,
I feel
7
like
and a half.
Played it for like 4 hours.
I mean, it's a Don't Nod game. Guys who made Life is Strange.
Bro. Yeah. I mean, if it runs better on PS5, that's cool. I thought it was an interesting game that just kind of didn't run well.
That was my biggest problem with it. That
just
it just ran,
run
well.
Didn't run well. So if it runs better, I also don't
But
remember,
the story
I know, I
seemed really interesting. And just the look of it.
OG or PS4 Pro, so.
Look good.
But speaking of Need for Speed, I wonder if there's some tie in here. Also announced today, finally after being leaked and rumored forever, Need for Speed Hot Pursuit 2010 will be remastered and will come out on November 6th for PS4, Xbox, PC, and November 13th for Switch. No message in any of the blog posts or any of the announcement or anything on next-gen consoles. So weird, you're making a November release, but like not even saying like, oh, but on the PS5 we'll do this or that.
It's probably
they're gonna release it again, calling it fucking definitive remastered or something.
I think it'll just be forwards compatible.
I know it's definitely voted for battle, but I was wondering if any other things.
It's going to launch with crossplay, so that's cool.
Yeah, so it has crossplay, which is really cool. This is actually one of my, this is my favorite Need for Speed game ever.
I think it's the best one. My, like,
a lot of people like saying the Need for the first Hot Pursuit is good, like the 2005 one. This is kind of like a reboot of the franchise. But I think this one's best. It's going to have, I think the auto log features were amazing because I played with a bunch of my friends back in the day, or like three friends, but like we were fighting for times. I think it has one of the best maps. It's small. It's not like a Forza Horizon infinite world type thing. It's, you know, it's, you get familiar with it.
For sure, play it.
Yeah. Thanks, the controls are the best mixture of arcade and real ever. I always wish Forza Horizon control like this. It doesn't. Forza Horizon controls more realistic than this. This is more arcadey, but still not Mario Kart. So yeah, this announcement's awesome. I mean, I wish they would remake some other games, but
would have been this cool. If this was the Plus game instead. I would have waited 2 weeks if that.
That would be next fucking level if it was. But
I would have waited 2 weeks to have this be the Plus game instead of. Oh well, it would have been a month and a half, I guess. I thought I was thinking October 13th.
It's going to be $40. Able to
play it. You get EA access or EA
True,
play.
You get 10 hours with EA Play.
So I mean, come on, bro. I'm
still getting used to saying EA Play instead of EA access.
Yeah. EA Play. I know because that's one of the events they did. But Need for Speed Hot Pursuit Remastered, November 6th for $40. Pick that up. Next up, PS5 hands-on previews shows games, console, and the DualSense. Got a little burp there. But essentially, people in Japan have got their hands on the hardware itself, the actual box, as well as the DualSense. They got to play some games. The biggest thing coming out of it seems to be that the X and O buttons are finally standardized. Now it's X.
That's what's coming out because I'm sure there's embargoes for it. So
yeah, no UI information, no user interface information.
I feel like we're getting all that stuff this week.
This week, probably.
I hope so.
The light bar shows your player indicator 1, 2, 3, 4. That's cool.
So it's underneath the pad, closer to where the home button is.
Yeah, that's like where there's a little LED strip underneath the touch.
Yes. So it shows you like, you know, 1, 2, 3, or 4, or like how depends on the player that you are. And then on the sides of the pad, it shows you the color, which is blue, red, green, and
which it purple? it used to do that with. Yeah, it's blue, red, green, purple. Yeah, so it used to do that with the light bar. Now it's just going to do it on the sides with the little LED on the sides of the touchpad.
Which, that's cool. I hope you could dim it, or like, obviously you're probably not going to be able to turn it off.
I'm assuming it's so, blue it's is so the main dim. Controller. That's probably what it is.
I just hope there's an option. If it's going to save me battery, I'm going to do it. You know?
I'm trying to think. Does any other controller have a big light on it, like, besides the DualShock 4? Yeah, I guess the Xbox.
DualShock. The Xbox doesn't have a big light, bro.
I don't remember if
it's the home button.
The Xbox box button has a light, yeah.
Yeah, but yes, I don't remember that, if it's not, though.
It's not that big. It's not like...
I know, obviously, yeah. I'm just saying.
Compared to the DualShock 4.
Yeah, no, obviously, it's not as big. Light. So some interesting pictures of close-up pictures of the system. It looks more plasticky than I was thinking. Like the black core, I guess, looks very
polished. Like there's a lot of reflection, especially of the black.
Very reflective. Yes,
like really reflective.
Like you'll see scratches, you know. You get scratches on it.
According to everyone, like it sounds like super silent. Have like already like messed with it, like it's super silent, which is a good thing, right?
Which is a great thing, but I mean, it still is early. You know,
I'm sure it's gonna be a jet engine by the end of the generation.
By 2030.
It's gonna be a jet engine. Obviously, the games are gonna like get better and run better, and like it's gonna need more power.
Some leftover thermal paste.
Nice.
Spread
that baby all over.
Not gonna need it until probably like 4 years from now.
Yeah.
It looks slick, dude. Like, I like it.
Yeah. Oh, I love the design. People are saying it now looks bigger because it's, like, in people's hands.
I mean, it is bigger than, like, it is taller than the Xbox Series X. Oh, like, overall, weight-wise. I don't know if it's a lot, bro. Like, there's a lot of pictures that are getting posted, and they're just making it big just to make it big. I don't think it's going to be by a lot. I just don't. It looks weird with the disk drive, like how it is, like the curve.
Yeah, I
the
wish
the digital edition looks super sexy though.
Wish that I had the balls to go all digital, but
I know.
I wish I did too.
It's.
I wanted to, but man, those sales, bro. You just can't like pass them. Like you just can't. You can't pass them.
It's just so limited. It's not the craziest thing, but like, I don't know if next year someone's gonna be like, oh, I just got this fucking new game. Oh, really? I never even heard of it. Yeah, I have the disc. Yeah, pop it in. Like, I got the digital version.
Yep.
You know, let's buy the game, I guess. Speaking of next gen stuff, though, they did do the whole hands on preview with the Xbox Series X. Load times, quick resume. It's fast.
Super getting fast. Jesus what? Fucking Christ.
I don't know. What's the craziest? Like, boot up takes like a second compared to the 1X, which is like 10 to 12 seconds to boot up. Like, what was the.
Like, Red Dead was one of the big ones that takes on, like, on the current gen consoles.
Red it takes Dead, like a minute Red and, Dead and a half. Final Fantasy 15 are going to be the first two that I test.
Yeah. And I think Red Dead was like 15 seconds, like 10 or 15 seconds compared to like almost 2 minutes.
I think it might have been 30 seconds for Red Dead, but yeah.
But it's like a big difference.
Yeah, no, huge difference. Okay, here's some fun facts. Series X load times compared to 1X load times. We talk in Warzone. The first time I'm going to say is the Series X. The second time is going to be 1X. 16 seconds versus 21 seconds for Red Dead. 52 seconds versus 1 minute and 35 seconds. Outer Worlds is an interesting one. 6 seconds versus 27 seconds. Warframe, 25 seconds versus 1 minute and 31 seconds. Now, this is obviously the biggest one. Destiny 2, 43 seconds from a minute and 52 seconds. So that's over half this. That's yeah, it's over.
And like I said, PlayStation 5 is going to be faster.
It
actually has the faster drive.
Yep.
So this is great. We're cutting these fucking load times, baby. That's all I asked for this gen. Cut that load times, and we are doing it.
That's going to be probably the main thing from this generation. Mm-hmm. Load times. And I wonder, because they haven't talked about quick resume. I'm sure it's going to have some type of like quick resume thing.
On the PS5, yeah.
On the PS5, I'm sure it's going to be something. I don't know if it's going to have like multi-game. Like, but as long as it has like the one for me to... I mean, it already has. Like, you could turn the game on, the console off. Both of the consoles have already. One quick resume, which is cool, which is nice. I would like to have at least two on the PS5.
The Xbox Series X could do what I'm reading here.
Between 5 and 6, I think.
It is. Yeah, so it's based on the games you're playing. Yes. So obviously, if you're doing Red Dead, Destiny, Warzone, you know, it will probably need to restart when you redo it. But if you're doing smaller indie games, yeah, you could get 5, 6.
It's gonna depend if they're based on internet connection. Because, for example, like Call of Duty Warzone, if you're out of it, it needs to reconnect to the... Yeah, so that's some differences there. If you're going to be playing multiplayer games or single-player games.
I mean, dude, that would really be... I wish it would stay connected, honestly, but I understand why. Like, imagine I'm in Warzone. You know what? Fuck this. I'm going to camp this game. Exactly. What do you mean?
Like, in the main menu. Like, you need a spot for the server to have you. Yeah. That's what's kicking you out.
Yeah. Oh yeah, true. Yeah, imagine everyone just running in the background. Yeah, that would make sense.
That'd be so much fucking many. Like, just imagine how many servers they would need.
Yeah. You're right. But no, like imagine if it did kept you in, and like you're just fucking waiting for a game, and you go to Destiny, delete some gear or whatever, change up your loadout, then go back to Warzone. Like,
I mean, if you're gonna do it that like quickly, yeah. That's when you're like turning it off and then turning the PS5 on the next day or whatever it is. But if you're gonna be going back and forth between games, I'm sure you're gonna still be in the queue.
Yeah.
Or in the game, in the server.
We'll see soon enough. Literally what is it, the 10th for Series X? So almost a month. We're almost at a month away. Couple days.
A month away, man.
Next up, speaking of what is very close, Cyberpunk 2077 has finally gone gold with a release date of November 19th. This game has been pushed off many a times. It was originally supposed to come out in February of this year, but now it's coming out. It is coming out.
Is
the
it
developers
out?
have worked their asses off for this game. They put in the work that they wanted to. And we are going to enjoy the work.
Next up. Yeah, just one quick thing, bro. Like the closer we get, the closer we get to it, the more like, because I've been pretty calm with it. Like I haven't been like that excited for it. The closer we get, the more I'm like, oh baby,
that's how I was.
Oh,
with Ghost
it's getting close.
Ghost Tsushima, I was kind of like. Eh, fine, whatever. And then the closer it got, it was like, fuck.
I want it to be the replacement of GTA.
I don't know if it's going to be that.
I mean, dude, they're ambitious, bro.
Biggest IP of all time.
And, dude, we're not going to get our GTA 5 for probably six. Another, like, fucking...
GTA 6. We are getting GTA 5
years.
Again. We're getting GTA 5 again in like January.
We will be getting GTA 5 again very soon.
I'm not playing online. I don't give a fuck about the online. I know people do, and people still fucking spending way too much money on it, and they still adding a bunch of cool stuff, but I want a fucking actual fucking game. A single player game. I know you could turn off the online and just, you know.
Yeah. This is going to sound so... like fucking greedy. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I have to think of a different word. But do we know what Cyberpunk is working on next? Cyberpunk. Do we know what CD Projekt Red is working on next?
It's probably Witcher 4.
They said they were not doing another Witcher sequel to it. To 3. It might be something like side of Witcher. Like something.
Yeah. Within the same
different
universe.
Different character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's been rumors of them working on something to do with the Witcher.
Yeah,
because they've been continuing the IP because they have Gwent. They have
the show.
Yeah,
what's the single player? The show's not related to them, but
oh, really? Yeah,
no,
I guess not.
It's based on
the author.
It's based on the book, huh?
No, but what's not Shieldbreaker? It's
Thronebreaker.
Thronebreaker. Yeah.
I don't think that's them. I think that Gwent.
No, it is. It is. They're involved with CD. CD Projekt Red is involved in it. They're just not like the main studio on it. I don't think.
I can't keep track of Witcher shit.
Thronebreaker is basically like single player Gwent, really. But I thought they had something else, like another.
Yeah,
maybe like an iPhone game or something.
I just want this game to be out.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I'm just.
I think the next big thing is.
I think this is gonna be the big thing.
Yeah.
I think their next big project is going to be the multiplayer for.
Oh yeah, they're still going to release that, right?
Cyberpunk.
Yeah, they were going to release that.
Wow. Are we still going to have a multiplayer thing? Did I make that?
Hopefully, yeah.
I feel like they're going to announce that and gonna be out for next fall.
Probably not free to play, but it would be cool if it was free to play.
I think it's going to be like $20-$30.
Yeah,
we'll I probably would buy it just because I did enjoy that multiplayer.
Yeah. I mean, it's at the end of the day, it's a Naughty Dog thing.
Yeah.
When have I ever wasted money on Naughty Dog, you know?
Exactly.
Next up, speaking of something I've never even spent money on, Fall Guys Season 2.
Did you just skip over the
PS Plus?
I had my tabs all out of order.
Get your tabs back in order, bro. Fall Guys Season 2, the medieval themed update, is dropping this week, 10/8, October 8th. They already... teased and showed off some of the new levels. Looks fun. I'm definitely jumping in but try to get some dubs as per usual, but we'll see what happens there.
I'm not over it because I could go play it if I wanted to. Like I'm not in the space where like I don't want to play Fall Guys, but I feel like Among Us like popped up out of nowhere right when Fall Guys was like just falling just a little bit. Like it went from like 600,000 views to like 540,000 views, and like Among Us popped up right then, and I was like, "Yes, Among Us is awesome."
So. I love how they use the same, completely unrelated, but like they use the same like cute guys. Like I find that so
beans.
Interesting.
They're all bean characters.
Yeah, the beans. Even though Among Us is a game from 2 years ago, and you know,
well, that's why it's weird, because it's like it was a game existing for a while, and it just like got really popular out of nowhere. So, but shout out to Among
Us. I would love to hear. I bet the devs probably have spoken about it, but like I know they canceled the sequel because they just said we're putting all the sequel content in Among Us.
Yeah,
in the original.
Have you guys played on the other two maps? I've only played on the first map.
No, dude, I'm focusing on the Scourge. You know, I got to figure that out. But that's cool. The Pathless will be a PS5 launch game. I don't know who added this story. What is The Pathless?
Really? This was announced when the PS4 was announced.
It's 100% not true. It's 100% not true.
This is the Abzu dev.
So this is made by Giant Squid, developers who did Abzu, and published by Annapurna. It's players take on the role of Master Archer, the Hunter, as they attempt to save a magical island from darkness spreading across the world.
PS4 was announced fucking 20 years ago, and it's finally coming out.
Giant Squid originally debuted The Pathless at the 2018 Game Awards. What are you
I'm messing around with you guys. Jesus. I was gonna say,
it's not like they were just like, let's press the pause button on this and then make Abzu.
Oh my god. This was announced like 2 years ago, I think.
Yeah, at the 2018 Game Awards.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
yeah. It looks pretty cool,
and it seemed cool. It was
up my alley.
Yes, I feel like you're probably my like. Depending on the price, you might pick it up. I think it's gonna be like $20, probably.
Probably not at launch because there's too much shit to play. But
it is PlayStation console exclusive. It'll be on PlayStation 4 and 5 and PC, but not the fucking Xbox or the Switch. Gotta
get those exclusives, man.
Gotta get those exclusives. And then the last story.
That's because I started right now.
Anthony.
I'm sorry. What's up? Sorry.
Hyperscape are already being overhauled 3 months after launch. The game's console launch did not meet expectations.
Why is this for me? Like I've admitted defeat on this. Like, what do you want from me?
Continuing to beat Anthony to the ground, Miguel wants to shove it in his face that he made a bad call on Hyperscape, Ubisoft's Battle Royale.
I'm glad they're like doing that, and because the game could be really good. I think we talked about this before in the podcast. I personally just feel the map is way too big for the players.
Yep.
And I feel like the movement is a little bit too chaotic.
But the gunplay doesn't really feel great either. Like, you know how, like, Call of Duty feels tight, Titanfall, yes. Apex, like, Apex Destiny, feels really Apex. Tight. The gunplay doesn't really feel tight in this.
But it doesn't need to, in my opinion. Like, I feel like it doesn't feel good because of the movement. It's too
all
fast.
I'm saying is when the assault rifle feels like the worst gun, you have a problem.
Yes, I agree with that. I don't know if they're going to make anything, like, make it, like, popular.
I think this game's dead.
I think it's dead too. I said that when I saw the game and I saw it when they revealed it. I thought it was going
to
be dead.
I think it needed to launch on consoles at the same time as PC. I think that's where they messed up. Because people were interested in it when it went to PC, but most people don't have PCs, so they're like, what the fuck? And then by the time it came out on consoles, they already moved on.
Yep.
Apex season whatever, Fortnite season whatever, Warzone season whatever, you know what I mean? They all moved on, so... I think it's dead.
I mean, at least they're trying to rehaul it and not just saying, yeah, cancel it, you know.
Sure, shelve I mean, that's, yeah.
So at least they're giving it another try. We'll see if it pays off. Maybe they'll just shelve it by the end of this year.
Before it might be. I mean, they did it with Rainbow Six Siege.
Siege, a bunch of other games that I can't
think
of.
They've done it with a bunch of their games. So Ubisoft, can they do it? Yes, they can. Are
Will
they
it happen?
With this game? Who knows? I guess we're going to find out in a year from now and... I mean, they did it with fucking the Division 1. Yeah. You're right. They did that with that one, too.
Division 2, like, yeah.
I mean, Division 2 needs a rival. I'm going to fucking beat that fucking old...
I meant more of, like, Division 2 was well-received because they brought Division 1 back, yeah? Like, they did well. But, yeah, some solid stories overall. Excited. A lot of things to be excited for in video games over the next 2 months. So, keep it locked. To IGN.com. Don't keep it locked to fucking us. PSBF. I don't know. Rolls off the tongue.
DMCA strike. Fuck.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Tell us what we can play this week, Jeff.
First up, we have Forgone coming to all systems October 5th. Now, this is the fucking true one. Nickelodeon Kart Racers 2 Grand Prix, all systems, October 5th. Baldur's Gate 3. Now, I know you all were waiting with your Stadia, sweating on your controllers, just holding it.
It's only a Stadia, right?
For a Stadia exclusive, and Baldur's Gate 3 is coming October 6th to Stadia.
What?
As well as PC. God. I don't know what that means. I don't know if...
Probably the Epic.
The Epic, yeah, we'll see, but... For console players, it's on a Stadia game. I Am Dead, Switch PC. I Can Fall, all systems. Ride 4, all systems. The Uncertain, PC. Ben 10 Power Trip, all systems, October 9th. FIFA 21, PS4, Xbox, PC, October 9th. The Survivalist, all systems. G.I. Joe Operation Breakout, all systems, October 13th. I heard something about this. What I call it? Breakout.
There's too many breakout, breakpoints, break, black, whatever. It's too
blackout,
many.
Yeah. This is Blackout. I think this is like a cheap cash grab game. I don't think this is like a good G.I. Joe game, but I don't really know much. Red Wings, Ace of the Sky, Xbox One exclusive. That's pretty cool. Second Extinction, PC, Torchlight 3. Torchlight series still kicking. PS4, Xbox One, PC. And that's about it. We're going to get more hotter releases towards the end of the month with Watch Dogs, Legion, and other games like that. But... We're coming up to some hot games, you know. Crash 4 just came out.
In a month from now, we're going to be just surrounded with good stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm only going to be playing Call of Duty and Cyberpunk. And a whole bunch of backlog shit. And Animal Crossing. I did get back into Animal Crossing with this Halloween
update. Make sure to get your pumpkins.
I finally overhauled your candy. My island, man. It took me like a whole day. But I feel so much better. I actually like want to play the game again because my island.
I know I got to do the mess. Same thing.
I didn't wait for the terraforming. I just started putting houses wherever the fuck. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
finally like made it where it's like an actual town now. So
And then shouts out to also huge news. October 13th as well. Minecraft Steve is coming to Smash Bros. Microsoft is infiltrating. I guess.
I think they're doing something. Right? Two in a row, right? Was the last one Banjo, or was that two ago?
The last one wasn't Banjo, but yeah, Banjo was recent.
It was two or three ago.
The last one was Min, and before that Byleth, before that Terry, then Banjo.
Just
Banjo was
just
that long ago. Wow.
Before we end, I'm gonna say some names, right? Some game names. They're gonna come up.
Memorial.
Out.
Oh, and, I thought like ones we
and
lost.
A bit. And you guys tell me if it's a buy or not. Okay.
All right. Let's go.
All right. Let's see. Let's start with the big one, right? Destiny 2. Festival of the Lost.
Oh,
it's a buy for you guys?
I mean, that's an event, but yeah, Beyond Light, yeah.
Yeah, Beyond Light, that, I mean, yeah, that's yeah. That's buy, probably yeah. a buy, right? For both of you guys?
He's bought it. It's Destiny. What kind of question is that?
It's Destiny. What kind of question is that?
Oh, yo, you buying the new Smash DLC? Fucking Brawl 96.
Yo, you buy Fire Emblem Three Houses DLC and they're never gonna play it? Yep.
That's the Anthony version. Let's go.
Watch Dogs, Legion.
Nope. Down the road.
Rent.
Okay. How about Dirt 5, nope. Baby Eraser?
Zero interest.
AC Bahala.
Waiting for sale.
Rent / waiting for sale also. Yeah, it's not a day one buy, sale.
Still got to finish Atlantis. Still got to
play
Origins.
Too many.
Have they said it's going to have like some type of upgrade for the PS5 at launch, or is it going to come later?
They've been touting it as an Xbox Series X launch.
I mean, they're promoting it for it because their Xbox doesn't have anything.
Some kind of upgrades for
I'm
it.
Pretty sure that has smart delivery, and from any game with smart delivery also has free upgrade for PS5. So I'm pretty sure that's free.
Yeah, but have they confirmed it's going to happen day one?
I don't think they've gone into detail with what the upgrades are, is the thing.
Okay.
They might have confirmed. I don't know. Whatever. Maybe. Next.
Are you guys going to plan on Astro's Playroom?
You think that's going to have a Platinum?
I would think.
I think it's going to have a Platinum
now. No, not all games. All games have to have trophies. I'm losing my mind.
Yeah. I think that's going to have a Platinum because it looks like an actual like game.
Have a Platinum? I think Platinum.
No, it had more trophies.
I think.
Playroom had trophies, no Platinum.
I think Playroom VR might have had a Platinum, though.
Maybe. I never really played Playroom VR much.
I should go check the trophy list. Let me check.
Like a dragon.
Like a dragon. Nah.
No.
Demon Souls.
Waiting.
No. No.
Godfall.
What? No.
I'm actually looking for that. Like Rosso.
Godfall. Generics Triumph. Is the title of that game.
How about this one? This one's huge, guys. Huge. Farming Simulator 19 expansion.
19? Not even 20?
No, it's just an expansion, bro. All right. Relax. How about Spider-Man Miles Morales?
Yeah. It's a launch title, bro. It's the big one by.
I'm gonna get to Miles Morales later. Playroom VR did have a platinum, so I could see Astro having a platinum.
Oh, there you go. Oh,
interesting. Sackboy is a great question. I don't think. Oh, that was actually a story, but
that screams.
I kind of skipped it.
I'm sure it's going to be good, but I'm not getting it at launch.
Okay.
They announced the collector's edition for that, and it includes a Sackboy plush doll at an actually pretty cheap price. I think it's only like $80 for. And yeah, you also get like cool skins. Like you get a Jin Sakai skin, the guy from Detroit, the guy from Days Gone, and Death Stranding.
Deacon Saint John.
Nice.
Deacon Saint John.
Nice. Cyberpunk. That's yes.
I've already pre-ordered. Yep.
Yes. How about Call of Duty Black Ops?
Already pre-ordered.
Just pre-ordered it today. Actually, got the wood skin.
Oh, you actually did.
Yeah.
Which person are you going with?
So I went with cross-gen in the end. Anthony kind of talked me into it.
Points or slash going to earn the COD points this season, not really a reason to get. I mean,
unless you
really care about the 20 tier skips, you'll have enough. You should probably have enough COD points or be close enough where you only need to buy like $5 worth to get the season pass for Black Ops.
For listeners, the Ultimate Edition, you only should pay the extra $20 if you either have no COD points in your bank right now or...
really care about the fucking cosmetics you're getting.
You get
but
some,
I feel like season like, one is when we're all going to be playing the fuck out of it anyways. I feel like if it was in season five, you get 20 tier skips, that would make more sense to me personally.
Well, I mean, it would be the most insane thing ever if you can't buy season one with COD points. I can't see them doing that, but that would be crazy.
That's what they do. You don't imagine. Buy it directly because that's how they get around.
No, but you know how sometimes you could buy things with money, like the starter packs that include COD points? Like, those could only be bought with money. Miguel knows what I'm talking about.
They wouldn't do that with the season pass, though.
I know. I said they wouldn't, but imagine. Just think about it for 1 second, bro.
Three more. Let's see. Immortals, Phoenix Rising.
Interested in it, but not buying a launch.
No. Not buying a launch? How about Puyo Puyo Tetris 2?
Come on, man. Let's get
Puyo Puyo.
Honestly, maybe.
Dude, a lot of people were huge on that.
I love Puyo.
Don't be hating over here, Anthony.
I don't like the Puyo Puyo part of it. I like the Tetris part.
The Puyo Puyo part does suck, and it is a little overpriced.
If it was just that version of Tetris, but without the Puyo, because I like the themes and the vibe and the art and all that stuff in that game. I just don't like the Puyo Puyo part of it. Like, if I could just turn
that Tetris engine is a good Tetris game, but we'll see if the second
shout out
the
to
sequel.
You guys, anyone listening should go check out my friend Jesse Lucatino. He's this week he's streaming Mario 35. No reason. Mario part of that 35. Is because he's the best Tetris player I know.
Yeah, it's the Mario Battle Royale.
So that's fun. Just pretty much whoever just doesn't die and goes apart is right.
No, it's actually much sort different. It kind of becomes a third person shooter, honestly. Or not third person shooter, but just a side scrolling shooter because you need time because your timer's running out and you get time when killing enemies and people throw enemies at your screen to kill you because the best way to do that
enemies then
no the best way to do that when you have 100 enemies on your screen is to get a fire flower and just spam fire flower. So it's literally just walking left to right using fire flower and just killing Goombas and Koopas. It's interesting. I mean, it's not the best battle royale, but it's interesting.
I'm gonna end it with the last one here. Men of Honor Above and Beyond for
Medal
the BR.
Medal of Honor
Above and Beyond.
No.
I wish that was an actual fucking.
Yep.
If I'm gonna buy
fucking game, bro,
a game like that, I'm gonna buy Squadrons, Star Wars Squadrons for VR. Which I have a 10-hour trial. I'm gonna try it in VR. So
what's the VR game that always sells Arizona?
Arizona Sunshine.
Arizona Sunshine, baby. I mean, that's always on the top of the list. So the best top VR like games. $10. Top sold. Sorry, not best VR games.
Yeah,
top selling.
It's a
VR
zombie
games.
Game, I think, too.
I think, yeah.
It's like a zombie wave-based VR game, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, listen next week for my Star Wars Squadron impressions.
Yeah, I'm gonna do the 10-hour trials. I'm going to check it out.
We'll keep you updated.
Not sure what it limits me to. It might only let me do the first like campaign mission or two.
And I'll be talking about FIFA 21.
Oh, and the Call of Duty beta. Damn. Next week. Hey, guys, this episode, if you don't like it, listen to next week's episode.
Yeah, but that's going to do it for this week.
Oh, I'm sure we're going to have a lot to complain.
Yeah, a lot to complain about next week, I'm sure. Because, you know, we're always so positive.
We're always positive. Are you kidding me?
But yeah, that's just YouTube, check the messenger real quick, please. Because there's something that I said that we need to do for the end of the episode. But for the listeners, that's going to do it. We will be back next week. We'll be talking about Call of Duty, like they said. Jeff and I can talk on Squadrons. I'm not wasting the space on FIFA. So Miguel will talk about FIFA. He'll take that bullet for me. But yeah, we will catch you all next week.
Peace.
Peace.
Remember, switching to your pistol is always faster than reloading.